let's say you have a dog or a cat, and of course the objective is that they don't let those animals out. I've had people say, the agent let my cat out, and people were upset about that, but the agent did not know the cat was an escape artist or something like that. So the ideal situation is that if there's a dog or a cat, they're crated. If the property is priced correctly, there's a pretty good chance after five or six showings or something like that, the house will go under contract and it will no longer be an inconvenience with the pets. So, you know, if you're out looking at, you know, 22 properties in a different city, you're trying to move quickly, whatever the case, you just don't want to actually have to deal with pets at all. You want it quiet. You don't want a barking dog. You may not want a cat wrapped around your ankles, because I've shown properties before and somebody's cat's wrapped around, you know, the ankles. It just likes people and it comes out and visit. We've had people who are terribly allergic to cats and they got to get out of the house as fast as they possibly can. So obviously there's still cat dander or dog dander in the home. However, the absence of pets would be helpful. And if they are going to be there, then ideally they're crated. And then if you say, but what if I don't want to crate my dog? She's so little, she won't bother anybody, or the cat will hide. That's fine. And occasionally people say they got to run home to put the dog, you know, into a kennel or something like that, or have the dog leave the house. So, you know, showings aren't always easy to come by. Depends on your area, the supply, the demand, the market momentum. So the recommendation is that the pet situation is just taken care of in advance of showings. You're going to find some showings notices are very short. They were a mile away and the buyer, you know, changed their price range to your price range and said, we don't like anything we see in our price point. Let's bump it up. And then they set an appointment with a short notice. And then you say, well, I got to get my dogs out or something like that. So the question here is, you know, what do you do when you have pets? Ideally, they're not there or they're crated. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.